إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله، وقال تعالى: ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب، ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه، إن الله بالغ أمره، قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتب السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: مخرجا من شبهات الدنيا ومن غمرات الموت ومن شدائد يوم القيامة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, I just wanted to briefly speak about the concept of taqwa today in Islam. And I wanted to go through a few definitions, in fact, but due to the lack of time, I'll just run through quickly one. And one quotation of Luqman Hakim, out of the many advices that he disseminated to his son, he once said, يَا بُنَيَّا أَدُّنْيَا بَحْرٌ عَمِيقٌ غَرَقَ فِيهَا الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخَرُونَ فَإِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَاجْعَلْ سَفِينَتَكَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَزَادُكَ عَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ وَلَعَلَّكَ أَن تَنْجُو وَلَا أَرَاكَ نَاجِيًا. He says, O my son, this world is like a deep ocean. The first of its people and the last of its people have all drowned. So for you now to succeed, he tells his son, Fajal, he says, take the boat of taqwa and ride on this earth. Take the boat of taqwa and make your provisions amalus salih. And this is an important thing we should bear in mind, that always as we are going through this world, we should make sure that we are pious and God-fearing people. And hence we have the conversation between Umar radiallahu anhu and Ubay ibn Ka'ab. When Umar radiallahu anhu asks Ubay about taqwa, سأل Umar ibn al-Khattab Ubay عن التقوى فقال يا أمير المؤمنين هل أخذت تريكا ذا شوك؟ قال نعم. قال فما عملت فيه؟ قال تشمرت وحذرت فقال فذاك التقوى. He says to him, have you ever traversed down a path with this thorny jungle or thorns? And he says, yes. He says to Umar radiallahu anhu, what do? He says, I lift my gown and I tread very carefully. And he says, this is in fact taqwa, that you protect yourself. And hence the ulama, they use the ayah in Surah Tahrim, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from the fire of hell. نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. That fire where the angels are so stern and they will obey every single command. The ulama, they use this ayah and they say this is what taqwa is, to protect yourself and protect your families. That is one definition. The second one is of Ali radiallahu anhu. He says about taqwa, al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bil-tanzeel wal-qana'atu bil-qaleel wal-isti'dadu li-yawm al-rahil. Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that taqwa is fearing Allah, having fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And how was it that the companions, how was it that the Sahaba had fear? You know, once Zayd radiallahu anhu and the other companions, they were in one company of the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah gave a very powerful speech, a very emotional speech, and they were all brought to tears apart from Zayd radiallahu anhu. And so afterwards, Zayd radiallahu anhu went to consult the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask him, that, O Messenger of Allah, you gave such a powerful speech, but I could not cry, it did not affect my heart. What's the reason for this? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Yo, O Zayd, جُمُودُ الْعَيْنِ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَقَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ وَكَثْرَةُ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ وَنِسْيَانُ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ طُولِ الْعَمَلِ وَطُولُ الْعَمَلِ مِنْ حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا وَحُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. Let me tell you, O Zayd, the lack of tears. The lack of tears is it because of your hard heart? And the hard heart is because of excessive sinning. جُمُودُ الْعَيْنِ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَقَسْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ وَكَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ. And that is because you have forgotten about death. You have forgotten that one day you are going to enter the grave. وَنِسْيَانُ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ طُولِ الْعَمَلِ. And that is because you have become ambitious in this world. وَطُولِ الْعَمَلِ مِنْ حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا.
And that is because you love this world. And when you love this world, let me tell you, Zayd, that is the mother of all evils. So al-khawfu min al-jalil, crying out fear of Allah and the Quran, and reciting and crying and pondering over the Quran. Al-khawfu min al-jalil, wal-amalu bit-tanzil, and acting according to the Quran. When the Quran was revealed, how were the companions, how they would vie and compete with one another to act according to the verse. You know, when the verse was revealed in Surah Al-Baqarah, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, that who is it that will go and give a loan to Allah? When this verse was revealed, just one quick incident, when this verse was revealed, then a man by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, he came to the Messenger of Allah. He came running and he says, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنَا وَهُوَ غَنِيٌ عَنِ الْقَرْضِ. Am I understanding this verse correctly? Is Allah asking for a loan? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا? Is Allah asking for a loan, even though he is not in need of a loan? The Messenger of Allah says, نَعَمْ يُرِيدُ أَن يُدْخِلَكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِهِ. Indeed, this is true, because it's another opportunity for you to get into paradise. So Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, he says, إِنَّ لِي حَدِيكَتَيْنِ إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالسَّافِلَ وَالْأُخْرَى بِالْعَالِيَةِ وَاللَّهِ لَا أَمْنِكُ غَيْرُهُمَا قَدْ جَعَلْتُمَا قَرْضًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَ. I have two gardens and I give them both for the sake of Allah. This is how they would vie with one another. I would give him both. He's ready to give everything he had for the sake of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Abu Dahda, oh Abu Dahda, why don't you keep one garden and give the other one? So Abu Dahda radiallahu anhu, he says, okay, I'll give the better one for the sake of Allah. So he gives the better garden for the sake of Allah. And what happens is he goes outside of the garden that he has given as tijara, and he has given as a loan to Allah. And his wife and his children are reclining inside that garden. And they are eating from the dates. And he addresses them in such poetic terms. And he calls them and he says to them, هداك ربي سبل الرشاد إلى سبيل الخير والسداد بيني من الحائط بالودادي فقد مضى قرضا إلى التنادي أقرضته الله على اعتمادي بالطوء إلى من ولا ارتدادي إلا رجاء الضعف في المعادي فارتحلي بالنفس والأولاد والبر لا شق فخير زاد قدمه المرء إلى المعادي. He says to his wife, oh my wife, may Allah guide you to the path of straightness and righteousness and honesty. And we have given these gardens as tijara, and we hope that in the hereafter we will get good reward from this. And he says, فَرْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. You come out and take the children out, because this now belongs to Allah. He says, take the children out, because this now belongs to Allah. It does not belong to us anymore. And his wife also replies, بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَ قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ عَيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْأَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّحْوِ الْبَلَحِي وَالْعَبْدُ يَسْعَى وَلَهُمَا قَدْ قَدَحَ طُولَ اللَّيَالِي وَعَلَيْهِمَا اجْتَرَحَ. She also replies in poetic terms. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looks at this and he says, كَمْ مِنْ عِزْكٍ رَدَاحٍ وَدَارٍ فَيَّاحٍ لِعَبِدْ دَحْدَاهِ. How many beautiful palm trees and palatial homes and vineyards and gardens will this man and his family have in Jannah today because of this transaction he has made? So this is how the Sahaba were. They used to instantly, as the ayah will reveal, they used to act according to it. And this is what Ali radiallahu anhu is saying. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. And being content with the least that we have got. Being content with the least that you have got. And just sticking onto that and not grabbing onto this world. Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that this is taqwa. And the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who says that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping, then he got up and there were prints on his back. There were marks from the bedding. And Ibn Mas'ud says, O Messenger of Allah, why don't you allow us to get you a better bedding? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا لِي وَلِلدُّنْيَا وَمَا أَنَا الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا كَرَاكِبٍ إِسْتَدَلَّ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. I have nothing to do with this world, apart from the fact that I'm like a rider who just stays under a tree for a short period of time, and then I move onwards. وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. And finally, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. Preparing for the day of traveling, which the ulama, they talk about, is death. This is what taqwa is. Encompassing all these things. Fearing Allah, acting according to the Quran, being content with little, and preparing for death. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the ability to act according to the injunctions of the Quran and give us taqwa in our life. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Quran al-azim wa nafa'ni wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikr al-hakim. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. Final advice, brothers and sisters, is the hadith of Ibn Abi Dunya, where Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنه says, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عاشر عشرة فقام رجل من الأنصار. There was 10 of us in the company of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and one Ansari man, he got up and he asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله من أتيس الناس وأحزب الناس. Let us set the record correctly, O Messenger of Allah. Tell us, who is the most intelligent person? Is it that person with a degree? Is it that person who earns such and such money? No. O Messenger of Allah, man akyus an-nasi wa ahzabu an-nasi. Tell us, who is the most intelligent? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. Oh my companions, those people of you who remember death the most. أكثرهم ذكراً للموت وأكثرهم استعداداً للموت. And then with that you make elaborate preparations for death. Let me tell you, those people are the most intelligent people. أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. Indeed, these are the people who have secured honor in this world and nobility in the hereafter. And so we should contemplate just on this one hadith. And also going back to the aspect of taqwa, the fruits of taqwa, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and the commentary is in of Imam Qurtubi, that taqwa is makhraja min shubuhati dunya wa min ghamarati al-mawti wa min shada'id yawm al-qiyamah. That when you have taqwa, Allah will alleviate you from any hardships of this world, any hardships you are facing at the time of death, and any hardships on the day of yawm al-qiyamah. This is the fruits of taqwa. You will have no problems in your life. And if you do, then Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the ability to bear patience with that. So we should bear this in mind. This is what taqwa is all about. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, we make dua, we make prayer that may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to have taqwa in our hearts. And give us taqwa and birr, and help us to compete with one another for this deen. And become like the Sahaba. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافينا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وكنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر ذنوبنا اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله